Paul, my brother's called Daniel. That's two good Bible names, isn't it? I was named after Paul McCartney, not Paul the Apostle, because my parents didn't grow up as Christians. They were into the Beatles when I was born, around about that era in England. So I got named after Paul McCartney because I had brown eyes and brown hair. But I prefer to go with the Apostle Paul these days, and so do they. Quarter hour power tonight is family time, one of my favorite subjects. It's part of our Connecting Our Family to Christ Power section, the third section in our quarter hour power. Last time we did lead, not push. We're going to do a little review tonight for those of you who weren't here. And then we did family time is tonight. And then next we're going to do ABCs, authority, boundaries and consequences. We can't leave that out. It's not as much fun as tonight's presentation. Family time. But before we get onto that, a quick review. You know, we looked at how children, even little children and youth and even bigger children, have got a self inside of them, just like all us adults. And we've got to train them. We can't leave them miserable their whole life. You know, when they're this age, like this little child, maybe four or five, well, three or four, they express self in a very obvious way, don't they? And as we get older, that kind of changes somewhat, doesn't it? We looked at the fact that there are some parents who never recognize that having brought a child into the world, they have to raise that child to love God, to be happy. There's another group of parents who recognize it, but they don't know how to do anything about it. They do their best. They send them to a good school and they buy them gifts and they give them a bed and a house and they try to do their best. But oftentimes it seems a 50-50 chance whether it works. But I want to try and take us into this group, the parents who recognize that they have a responsibility and they're enjoying doing it because they have the tools to do it. That's where I want to put our attention this evening. Quick review from Lead Not Push was that we need to lead by example. Remember, we found out that children and youth learn more by what they see than what you say. We can tell them and tell them and tell them, but if we're not doing it, they're going to watch what we do. The eye is a better pupil, more willing than the ear. And then we went on that we need to be there for them. This was in the last one. We need to listen to them. We need to take an interest in them. And we need to spend time with them. And that's what I want to look at tonight. That's spending time. Family time. You know, time. We all get the same amount. It doesn't matter if you're a millionaire or a pauper. We all get the same amount of time, don't we? It takes time to fix up a house. In 1996, my wife and I bought that. Why we did it, I'm not quite sure. But that was in Ireland. We wanted to live in the country, and so that's what we bought. This was it on the inside. We really didn't want to show these pictures to anybody. We were very excited, but we realized nobody else was going to enter into our vision. And then we spent time with sheetrock and screws and nails and ladders. And we wanted the window bigger. My wife wanted the window bigger. So we made the window bigger. The walls were 2 foot thick at the top and 3 foot thick at the bottom. So to make a window bigger was a long job. But it took time. In the year 2000, it was about 3.5 years, we finished. We had a beautiful home out in the country, four sides of Forest Service. That's not the best picture. That's just the only one I could find. But it was a beautiful place. But it took us time. And we were willing to put in that time. It takes time to learn to ski. Anybody here ever tried to ski on Big Mountain or Blacktail or downhill skiing, I'm talking? Have you experienced this? That's what you do the first time you're out. First time I went skiing with my friend Brent there on Big Mountain, I ended up with a broken rib. But if we want to get from there to being able to ski and enjoy it, we've got to put in, what have we got to put in? Time and effort and perseverance. If we don't do it, we won't get where we want to go. And in our relationships, it takes time to make relationships and to fix relationships when they go wrong. You can't short circuit it. When you don't meet somebody and say, well, maybe some people do, but you don't meet somebody and say, let's get married tomorrow. Takes time, doesn't it? You want to get to know each other. It takes time to make a happy family. It's not just something that will happen. It's not something that a preacher can give to you. It's not something the doctor can give to you. It takes your time. We put time into all kinds of things in life. We put time into eating. Even though we're very busy people, we're not all dying of starvation in America, are we? Because we do take the time, even if we're busy, to eat something. We take time to sleep. Now, we don't take enough time to sleep, I don't think. That's why we're getting so stressed out. But we at least take some time. We take time to do our work, whatever that is. We take time to do the shopping, don't we? Except for our family, we tried to do some shopping on the way, but we were running behind. We didn't get to Costco close just as we got there. And then we didn't have time for the next stop either. But we take time for shopping. And we take time to fix the car when it goes wrong. We take time to do jobs around the house. We take time with those things because if we don't, we get immediate effects, don't we? If you don't take time with the car, it doesn't start. And if you don't take time to eat, you get hungry. If you don't take time to sleep, you start getting sick. So we take time because we realize we need to. But what about investing time in our families? Do we do that? Oftentimes we don't do that. The reason is because we don't see the fruit of not investing that time straight away. It takes time. It's when they get to about 15 or 16 and we think, man, I should have spent more time with the children. You know, the enemy, you know who the enemy is, the devil himself, has come up with lots of distractions to keep us away. Here's two guys and they're just having a great time. They're happy. They're watching the TV. They're eating popcorn, whatever they're doing. It's obviously a soccer match or a football match they're watching. But what about this little boy? He's playing with a computer game because nobody else will play with him. Oftentimes, mom and dad are so busy doing their thing, the little boy has to find something to do on his own. The enemy distractions. TV. I haven't got the statistics, but it's a staggering amount of time that people spend watching the television. And then the internet came along about 10 years ago, and I did read a study that they figured with the internet coming along that TV was going to start to go down in people's priority. But they found out, surprisingly, that even though the internet is consuming about 2.5 hours a day from the people who have internet, even though it's consuming that much time, TV watching has hardly been impacted at all. They concluded that most of the time for the internet came from the family, again. Computer games. If it's not the children playing them because there's nobody else to play with them, then the adults are playing them as well. News. You know, I'm not against knowing what's going on, but do we really need to invest so much time in all the bad news? We know what's going on in the Iraqi government. We know what's going on in the White House. But do we know what's going on in our own house? In our own daughter's mind or our own son's mind? Magazines and periodicals, there's millions of them for every variation of interest. And you can fill in your blank. What is it that's taking your time and stealing it from your children? Families spend 40% less time together than they did a generation ago. That means that our children are growing up with 40% less of us than we grew up with our parents. Isn't that sad? 40% less time. Dad's got his work, he's got his friends, he's got his own life. Mom's the same. And the children are left to occupy themselves. We are losing something very precious. I tried to find a picture on the internet of a family eating together, and the only thing I could find was this from 1945. It tells you something, doesn't it? That was not uncommon in 1945. It's pretty uncommon in 2005. Just a simple family meal. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. What do we do about all of this? It says, seeing then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We need to redeem the time. We need to get back the time and spend it appropriately. We have got to win back the hearts of our children. And that's the whole purpose of family time. In the time remaining, I just want to get into some practical ways to restore family time. I'm going to look at weekend family time, work week family time, and then yearly family time. We'll start with yearly family time. plan a vacation. As I was growing up, my parents weren't wealthy by any means, but we went on lots of vacations. It might have just been 20 miles from home in the little travel trailer they had, but whatever your budget can afford, plan a vacation together. Maybe you could go mountain biking in Moab, Utah, and go around on that slick rock. Maybe you could go hiking or backpacking in Glacier National Park. That's not far from here. That's just a blessing to have that on our doorsteps. Now, surfing in Hawaii, that might cost a little more. Canoeing or whitewater rafting, we can do that here, can't we? Just 10 miles up the road. Or maybe we go on the mules down the Grand Canyon. But whatever it is, plan a vacation together. That's what memories are made of. You know, when you look back on your childhood, what do you remember? You remember the time together. Vacation time, keep it nature-based. You know, oftentimes we can get into all kinds of things and we just end up frazzled. And it's not the real memories. It doesn't draw us close to God. Try and keep it nature-based. Plan it. I mean, half of the joy is looking forward to it, isn't it? Work together towards it, to finance it, to plan it, to make it happen. It's what great memories are made of. Sunday family time. What is the first day of the week? Sunday. So we're going to start with Sunday. On Sunday, if you don't work on Sunday, then you've got a longer time to have family time. Some activities, you could go skiing together, go ice skating. You know, our family this year, we made an ice rink at our house. We put some wood down and we put some polythene down and we filled it with water and we made a 65 foot by 25 foot ice rink. The children learned to skate this year at home. Anybody else ever learned to skate at home? But it was just great family time. Rollerblading, just getting exercise at the same time. Children love that kind of thing. Adults do as well. Glacier Park, walking or biking. We are so blessed in this part of Montana. Let's make use of it. People, they have 1.5 million people every year come to Glacier Park. We live here. Let's make the most of it. Canoeing or floating the river. You know, the Blaney family and ourselves, we have just great fun. We just get in a raft and we get in the river and we just float along. Sometimes we jump out of the boat and the current just takes you along. You know, you can get to Columbia Falls in Kalispell in about 4 hours. It's great fun. You don't have to do any paddling. Children love it. Or you can go swimming, whatever it is that is an activity that your family enjoys. And also, family time doesn't just have to be the fun things. We can work together. That can be fun. Paint a bedroom. You know, as I was doing these notes, my daughter said to me, "Will you paint my bedroom, Daddy?" You know, children would happily do that. They would help out. Tidy the yard. You know, oftentimes we say, what should we do with the children? Meanwhile, there's 10 vehicles in the yard. Tidy up. Burn the junk. Clean the house. Rearrange the furniture. Whatever it is, the children love it as long as they're doing it with mom and dad. Work activities. Yes, you can work on Sunday. That's okay. Work week, family time, the shorter activities. Just throw the frisbee around. Today, we just had 15 minutes of family time in the middle of the day. Caleb said to me, "Daddy, will you throw frisbee with me?" How can you refuse? I have plenty of things to do. We threw frisbee together, didn't we, Caleb? We broke it in the end, unfortunately. Just kick the ball around or feed the ducks. Whatever it is, just something, as long as it's you and the children together. That's what memories are made of. Just do a jigsaw puzzle together or some family project, maybe some crafts or taking a bike apart or an engine apart. You know, depending on the age of your children, make up some new recipes. Go on a bike ride. Bounce on the trampoline. Eat out. You know, our family has had a picnic already this year. It was kind of cold. But the willingness was there. Or go out to a restaurant or something. Read a book together. Or make an aeroplane. You ever made an aeroplane? Well, my son knows where this is going. This is an aeroplane. That's what they wanted to do. "Daddy, we want to make an aeroplane." I says, "Children, you'll never be able to make an aeroplane." "Oh, yes, we will. Yes, we will." And they started off. They did this bit. They found a piece of wood and they nailed this piece of wood onto this piece of wood and then this piece of wood on. And then they got stuck. So Daddy had to help out. Well, I don't know if I'm proud or embarrassed to show you this. Yeah, there's bits of There's bits of bark here that they got out of the woods, and this is a place for my daughter's dolly to sit on the back there so it could go for a ride. But they had the time of their lives. And if anybody wants to buy it, I'm looking to get rid of it now. It's right in the middle of my garage. But what it represents, it just simply represents time together, family time. Work week, shorter things that we can do for work. We can clean the car together. Even that can be fun. I mean, my son and I, we clean the car together. Bless his heart. I have to redo everything he does, but he's helping. Wash the dog, cut the grass, whatever it is, fix something. There's always plenty of things that need fixing. You probably put a few more things on your list. What can we do for Sabbath family time? Sabbath is the last one I want to cover, the seventh day of the week. You know, we can come to church as a family, or if we have to come on our own, we can enjoy God's family on that day. There's a very special bond between all of us. A nature activity with another family. Maybe just go for a hike on the Trail of Cedars in Glacier Park there. Or have somebody over to your place. Or come over to our place. Just have a lunch and just relax. Just get to know each other. Glacier Park again. You know I like Glacier Park. Just read and study. Take some time as a family. Just to go around the circle. What have you been reading? What have you been learning? But remember that Sabbath time is holy time. I wouldn't encourage you to go skiing on Sabbath or things like that. They're things that we can do every other day. Let's remember that Sabbath is holy time. Family time. Make a priority. Make it, I should have said, a priority in your family. Win the hearts of your children.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.